criminal justice, race issues, police reform. New York Daily News columnist
Sean King.
It is 17 past the hour from New York. It's our commentator, Sean King. And don't blink when Sean doesn't call Donald Trump President Trump.
That's right. You know, I'm not a sore loser. For my entire life, I've called the man who won the presidential election by the rightful title of President of the United States. I didn't vote for Ronald or either George, but to me, they were always President Reagan and President Bush. But under no circumstance will I be calling Donald Trump President Trump or Mr. President or POTUS or King or any other title that he may very well claim as his own. I do not respect Donald Trump. Furthermore, my self-respect is not trumped by my respect for the office he will soon presumably hold. In fact, my respect for the office itself has deteriorated to almost nothing as each passing day brings him closer to it. He is dangerous and disgusting. He is an offensive, conniving, self-absorbed, misogynistic bigot. He is a liar. He is a gaudy materialist. He is an arrogant, thin-skinned abuser of women. Over the course of the campaign, PolitiFact, the widely respected nonpartisan political watchdog, evaluated 340 different statements made by Donald Trump. 61 of them were outrageous, pants-on-fire lies. An astounding 114 of them were absolutely false. Another 63 were mostly false. That means 70% of the unique statements Donald Trump made during the election were mostly false, completely false, or outrageous lies. Another 51 of those statements were deemed to be only half true. When it was all said and done, only 4% of what Donald Trump said was determined to be completely true. 4%. His first wife testified in a rage, he violently raped and assaulted her. While he was married to his third wife, he was recorded openly bragging about how he forces himself on women and sexually assaults them. At least 16 different women have now accused this man of either sexual assault or sexual harassment. Donald Trump's lack of personal morality alone prevents me from having any respect for the man. His election was not a magic potion for me in which I now suddenly forget what he has said and done to so many women. Trump shared a white supremacist meme falsely claiming that 81% of white murder victims are killed by black folk. It was a complete fabrication. 81% of white murder victims are killed by white folk. He refused to apologize for the damage it caused or even acknowledge its inaccuracy. That's not his way. Fortune magazine did an entire spread on his online ties to white supremacists. Neo-Nazis openly performed the Nazi salute in response to his victory. He proposed banning all Muslims from entering the United States. He bragged that he'd deport 450,000 undocumented immigrants per month. The man made himself an enemy of the people I know and love, and his election has not stopped this foolishness. He attacked the cast of Hamilton on Twitter. He repeatedly attacks the cast of Saturday Night Live. He attacked a union leader on Twitter. He told outright lies, saying millions and millions of fake votes that were cast in the presidential election are part of why he didn't have the right margin of victory. It was a lie. Worse than that, he appointed a vulgar, abusive, anti-Semitic, white supremacist bigot, Steve Bannon, as his chief strategist. Companies all over the world are blacklisting the company that he most recently oversaw, Breitbart Media, because they are deeming it to violate their rules for hate speech. This month alone, Donald Trump has twice invited to Trump Tower a man named Alan West, in spite of the fact that West, just this weekend, shared a meme on his Facebook page advocating for the full extermination of Muslims from the world. Trump nominated a new head of the EPA who is actively suing the EPA. He nominated Rick Perry to head up the Department of Energy when Perry himself famously said he would disband the department. Furthermore, Perry sits on the board of Energy Transfer Partners, the company that oversees the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The CIA is openly saying that Russia, including Putin himself, deliberately and successfully hacked Democrats to sway the election in favor of Donald Trump. And I'll close with this. I don't care if Kanye and Jim Brown kiss Trump's ring and take affectionate selfies with him every day for the next 4 years, that foolishness means nothing to me. Trump is a terrible human being, and his many flagrant violations simply preclude me from ever being able to muster up enough strength or respect to ever call the man Mr. Trump. I damn sure won't call him President Trump. Not now, not ever. Take care.
Wow.
Now I understand.
Wow.
Thank you, Sean.
Makes you think.
Ooh.